A local lawmaker there about what they're up to. 8 o'clock now, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. And breaking news, Axios is reporting at this hour that President Trump has decided to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Axios quotes two sources with knowledge of that decision. They say details on how the withdrawal will be executed are still being worked out. The death toll has reached at least 80 and is likely to climb further as in the devastating truck bomb attack in what was supposed to be the safest neighborhood of Kabul, Afghanistan.
Still not exactly clear who the attacker was aiming. There's been no claim of responsibility yet. The Taliban have explicitly said it was not them. So we don't exactly have insight into what the specific target was.
Correspondent Josh Smith. Maryland's attorney general has filed an appeal of a federal judge's ruling that could continue to hold up construction of the Purple Line. The appeal centers on Judge Richard Leon's order that there be further study of potential Purple Line ridership. The decision whether to rename Jeb Stuart High School in Fairfax County has torn the community in two, but an end of the debate may be near, as both sides have now submitted their final reports.
One thing the two sides agree on, this maybe could have been done in a less polarizing way,
rather than hitting people who are already known to be adversarial about it.
But NAACP member and Change the Name Committee member George Alber wants everyone to remember Jeb Stuart fought for slavery and racism.
There is a place in history for all that, but there's a difference between history and reverence and commemoration.
The community needs to be given its voice back.
Donna Patton on the Keep the Name side says Stuart was an honorable man and the money needs to be spent elsewhere.
This is a at-risk school and the facility itself needs improvement.
A final vote set for June 22nd. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The 2018 race for governor of Maryland gets another announced candidate today. Former NAACP president Benjamin Jealous will hold a news conference in Baltimore to announce that he'll be seeking the Democratic nomination to challenge Larry Hogan. Today, you can help honor the life of a fallen Montgomery County police officer.
Since December 2015, Montgomery County Police have been asking people to lend an arm to help save a life. Montgomery County Police Sergeant Rebecca Innocenti
just encouraged people to give the gift of life in honor of Officer Noah Liotta, who was killed in the line of duty.
Liotta was killed by a drunk driver while on a DUI patrol. Now, all you need to do is head to Gaithersburg today.
We partner with American Red Cross, have it right here at our public safety headquarters.
The blood drive will run until 2 this afternoon. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new poll finds most Americans want the Senate to change or kill the GOP health care bill passed by the House this month.
The latest tracking poll from the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation finds 55% of people surveyed nationwide have a negative opinion of the bill Republicans passed in the House to replace Obamacare. Even among Republicans polled, only 30% said the bill delivers on all or most of the promises made by President Donald Trump on the issue. The survey also finds a growing share of the public concerned the bill would have negative consequences for them personally by increasing their costs, making it harder to get and keep coverage, or reducing quality. Scott Carr, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,029, the NASDAQ at 6203. Sports, the Nats make it 2 in a row over the Giants. The Orioles lose to the Yankees. Bryce Harper gets a 4-game suspension for Monday's brawl. WNBA, the Mystics tangle with Connecticut today. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay. And let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6,
WMAL.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy in a lot of areas. Sterling will start on 28, heading southbound toward the toll road. I know you're in that stop and go, but the crews are still dealing with the crash. They had everything over to the shoulder, but definitely still a factor. Also affects coming inbound off the Greenway just to get on 228. You can see all that activity. 66, the crash near 234 Prince William Parkway. That's been cleared, but essentially almost back out of Gainesville through to Centerville, Fair Oaks, and toward the Vienna Metro. Just a long lineup for everyone there. You're okay eastbound through Falls Church, westbound a little bit of volume towards Sycamore Street. Okay, we definitely are still dealing with major delays. Upper Marlboro commuters on Route 4, inbound Route 4, past 301 near Showplace Arena. It's four cars involved in this crash. On the George Washington Parkway southbound before 123, it was a broken down car. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible commute in this morning. A lot of cloud around, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Looks like the best chance will be north. This afternoon, more of the same. Isolated showers, thunderstorms, and a warmer 84. Tonight, chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, then a few clouds, 63. Sun's back tomorrow, 80. A few clouds on Friday, low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Vienna, 62 in La Plata, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 now on WMAL. Good morning. This is where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this hour, we're going to be talking about Kathy Griffin tweeting and deleting just a bunch of nonsense about the President of the United States. She's suffering the consequences now, whatever they might be. We'll discuss. But right now, we're getting into, I think, a good discussion with Brandon Scott. He's a Baltimore council member. He's dealing with youth violence in the city of Baltimore. And he recently proposed, I believe, an around-the-clock curfew, or not around-the-clock, around-the-year curfew for young people. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us today on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you for having me, sir.
So tell me, what are the contours of this? There's a curfew that's active right now in Baltimore, and it's for what times, and it affects whom?
Yeah, so it's actually not new. Actually, 3 years ago, I updated the city's curfew law because it was outdated and antiquated. So,
oh, I see.
Much like D.C. or any other major city, there's a youth curfew. There's always been a youth curfew in Baltimore since they became popular in the 90s. But I felt like this one in Baltimore didn't make sense. For example, there was no difference in the nighttime curfew for young people during the school months in or the summer. There was also no difference for a 1-year-old versus a 16-year-old. And I think anybody with common sense will say that, you know, a 1-year-old should not have the same curfew as a 16-year-old. So what we were able to do was go back and amend the bill. So we made it so that in the time that it was school, kids that were 14 to 16 had a curfew of 10 p.m. and those under 14 had one of 9 p.m. And then in the summertime for the older kids, it reversed back to the old 11 p.m. and is earlier for the younger kids. But also, I think the key to our curfew and what makes our curfew unique is in a lot of cases, people were holding the parents criminally responsible. So say, for example, I would go out and I was in Kansas City and the kid was out at 1 o'clock in the morning and the police picked them up and they did whatever they do. They had the ability and sometimes would arrest the parent. Well, if you arrest the parent, what do you think the kid's going to be the next night? Because there's going to be no one to watch the parent. So what we were able to do is amend our bill where we now are focusing in on holding the parents accountable by via fine, but also focusing in on trying to refer those families to organizations and programs that could help them fix some of the issues that they're having. So if a 6-7 year old kid is out there late at night, clearly that means there's something more more problems going on at the home that the police can solve. So we now are able to refer people to organizations like the Family Tree of Maryland or the Center for Urban Families here in Baltimore, even recreational programs, and say, listen, if you guys take our advice and go to these programs, then you won't be subsequently fined. But if you don't, we're going to find you. And if your child comes back again, then we'll come with harsher penalties.
You know, some of these families, I would assume, are poor, don't have money to pay a fine. What about something like having to do community service with the offending child?
Yep, community service is actually one of the options that we have as well. Community service is some option that we do use from time to time. But to be honest, that's very seldomly, and actually before I was elected, I was a staffer in the mayor's office, and we used to run the curfew. I used to actually run the curfew center. It's very seldomly that you see a repeat. Most of the time, once we go through the motions with the parent one time, you won't see that child again. But there are some cases where we have to do community service and other things, because even in a lot of cases, in most of those cases, it's not the parent, it's just that the child wants to be a knucklehead.
Talk about can you talk more about the curfew center thing? I see the mayor has announced plans, this according to the Baltimore Sun, to expand the city's curfew center to become 2 year-round youth connection centers for kids and teens who violate the curfew.
Yeah, that's actually not new. So the connection centers are basically what came out of me changing the bill, so that the focus would no longer be working at that point with the previous mayor to do the things that we just talked about.
Gotcha.
So essentially what has been happening in Baltimore for the last 7 years now, we used to have just one. In the summertime, what would happen is police pick up a kid. They come to, at that time, they would come to the school system headquarters. Now it's 2 recreation centers. They come in, they are interviewed, they get all the stuff proper, the process. But then this is the key to helping the children. They have to have the organizations there. First people they talk to is Baltimore City Schools Student Support. So then we can see if the child's been suspended, if we had interaction with the parent, if they're on grade level, below grade level, need help, all those kind of things. Then if the child's under the age of 13, 12 and under, they automatically refer to Child Protective Services. We also have Department of Juvenile Services there. But the key is now, a few years ago, when we placed the connection centers at the recreation centers, we hired what we call youth connectors, who are able to or trained to interview the children and get information out of them, recognize signs of different kinds of trauma, different kinds of issues coming on. We've been able to help a lot of families that way. For example, I remember a young man back in 2014 who was like 10 years old, and he told our connector that, you know, his mom was a prostitute and they needed help. And we were able to get him and his family help because that young man came into that center. He's not going to walk into his school and say that. He's not going to walk into his after-school program and say that. You have to have people who are specifically trained to do those kind of things to interact with these young people. And Mayor Pugh says that she now wants to expand them to be year-long. And the key about these is also, this is a place where young people can actually choose to come themselves. So if they're at home or if they're out and no one watching them, they can come there themselves, and then we can get them and then get the parents and hold them accountable, but also make the necessary referral.
There's some question as to whether curfews actually work. In an interview, one of your residents pointed out and said, if your kid is running around and doing home invasions, you're probably not going to be the parent to say, hey, you have to be home at 9 o'clock and stay in. That kid's not going to listen to you. You failed parenting already.
Yeah, and I think that what folks get a misconception about the kind of kids that come into these centers. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get the kid that comes into the home invasion. It's not going to be a kid that gets caught by the police to come into the curfew center in the first place. Also, 9 times out of 10, a home invasion is not done by a kid. It's done by an adult. In Baltimore City, I think that some of our residents have a wane sense of who's actually committing some of these crimes. Home invasions, for the most part, are committed by adults. So you're right, in those cases they have. But That doesn't necessarily mean that they don't. A lot of these parents still will be held accountable, and they will try to do whatever to try to save that child or correct that child's action if possible. Now, we all know that not everyone can be saved, but people will be surprised what the parents of children who even do some heinous things will do. I actually remember an incident myself where two young men tried to rob me, and the dad literally called me and said, I need help with my son. I don't know what else to do. I don't want to be a bad father. It just seems that he's choosing to live this way of life. So I think the people would be surprised. But in all cases, you can't save young people or adults for that matter. And I think that is always a tough pill for people to swallow.
Councilman Brandon Scott, navigating some tough issues in Baltimore. Thanks for bringing some clarity to us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, 8:15 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're trying to push through this rush hour. A couple obstacles, though. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, getting through Upper Marlboro toward the Showcase Arena. It's a four-car crash. And I've been talking about this for almost an hour now. The major delays. So I want you to plan accordingly. Again, inbound 4 after 301 through Upper Marlboro with the intense delays with the crash. Now, let's get you into town. Inbound Suitland Parkway delays now are continuous from Route 5 as you head up toward 295. Along the way, the broken down truck finally towed out of there. George Washington Parkway with two separate problems. First, as you pass Reagan National Airport toward 395 and the 14th Street Bridge, we had the northbound crash. And then we had the southbound broken down as you come off the beltway out of McLean, heading down toward 123. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, today it's going to be cloudy early with peaks of sunshine expected late. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, but some clouds, low 63. And then tomorrow, it's sunny, high around 80 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 66. It's 8:17 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
All right, welcome back. Morning's on the Mall here. Vince Colonnay is alongside Mary Walter. It's 8:17 now. Mary Kathy Griffin.
Who?
She's this comedian. You may have heard of her before. She's insisted upon you hearing of her for years. Every so often, Kathy Griffin pops up in the news, and it's often for doing something offensive. But this time, she's crossed a line that she thinks that she's gone too far with, which is to say that she appeared in a photo shoot, first revealed yesterday by TMZ, depicting her holding the severed head of Donald Trump. There's a prop head covered in blood, and the eyes are swollen. Everything about it actually looks like a grotesque appearance. And it's just her holding it up. It appears online, and the outrage and reaction was pretty swift, especially for something that is going after a Republican. It was a pretty swift reaction, and after a couple hours of just sitting out there for the public to see, she had this apology that she made yesterday.
We're going to go to... We have to move to Mexico today.
Sorry, no, this is the first clip. The second clip is the apology. This is her apologizing for the severed head photo.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
She's pleading for your forgiveness, Mary Walter.
You know, it's interesting because I've noticed that because I like to troll social media with some of my liberal friends, and they're already at the she apologized, let's move on phase. Whereas there is just a list of leftists who have gone after presidents, and it's okay. Madonna threatening to bomb the White House during the Women's March.
What I remember that.
To her?
I remember
happened
that.
To her? Anything? Yeah, no, nothing. Nobody said anything about it. Charlie Sheen tweeting out, "Dear God, Trump next, please. Trump next, please." And this was in response to a famous person who had passed away. Let's see. BuzzFeed employees, joking about the assassination of President Trump. That was hilarious. We had Snoop Dogg performing a mock execution of President Trump. Dressed, he had orange face on instead of black face with the big white around the eyes and his hands and gloves. And I remember at the time, the left is saying, it's not Trump, it's a clown. He's not really pointing at a picture of President Trump. Pointing a gun at someone who looks like the president.
Yeah, it's clearly.
It wasn't the president, it was a clown. CNN did a whole scenario on who would be the designated survivor at the inauguration. Oh, that's okay. It's time to move on. It was poor judgment. It's all right. But yet there was a rodeo clown who did a shtick that he has done for years. That whoever the president is, he dresses up, puts a mask on and dresses like that and then gets the bull to chase in. That's, it's entertaining. When he did it as President Obama, he lost his job. But yet when he did it as President Bush, it was hilarious and people laughed. There was on the boardwalk in New Jersey in Seaside Heights, there was a game. You know, they have all these carnival games. And it was figurines holding plates, and you threw a baseball at the plate to try to break it. And they had, like, the cast of Jersey Shore, you know, little figurines, exaggerated caricatures of the cast of Jersey Shore. Yeah. And President Obama and Osama bin Laden and famous people that you can recognize. The President Obama one got them a visit from the Secret Service, and they replaced it with President Bush.
For baseballs and plates?
Yes.
Wow.
Threatening. Threatening. It had to be taken down. But Kathy Griffin, she's a comedian. It's art. It's okay.
So,
you know, she apologized. It's time to move on.
Yeah, I mean, you always wonder what the line is, right? The idea that, especially from the left, because they seem to have so much, a much wider berth, as you so eloquently just illuminated for us, a much wider berth when it comes to offensive content that rises to the level of extensive public outrage. In this case, Kathy Griffin, this photo comes out, picture of her holding the supposed severed head of Donald Trump, this prop, and then the reaction to it included things like she lost her endorsement deal with Squatty Potty.
Yeah.
What else was there? There was a casino,
the
I believe.
Route 66 Casino has canceled her appearance there.
Yeah, the Route 66 Casino has... That's how you know you've fallen on hard times, when the Route 66 Casino is not even letting you play. And then you've got, you know, this question of, is CNN going to keep her in place for this New Year's Eve thing that they do with her every year? Right now they're saying they condemn the comments, and my understanding is that they're looking at their relationship with her, but they haven't moved away from it yet. So there's questions here about her behavior for sure.
She will be hosting. I will put money on her hosting the CNN New Year's Eve special with Anderson Cooper. I absolutely put money on it because it's so far away. Had she done it on December 31st or 30th, it would be different. But I would put money on it. You know, some people have called in and want to comment on it. Jim, do you want to take a call here?
Yeah, go. Jim in Gaithersburg. Good morning. Your morning's on the mall.
Morning. I heard about this last night for the first time. I guess it came out yesterday.
That's right.
And I think people are missing out on what Kathy actually says. And that is, I think she's saying to me, she's sorry that the picture caused such commotion, but she doesn't really say that she's sorry that she thinks that way. I mean, to me, I think that she actually would like to see the president go away, beheaded. There's no apology there. Only apology is that the picture caused a problem.
Great point. The apology wasn't directed at President Trump. It was directed at everyone else who had a problem with seeing it.
And is anyone else catching the irony that she is pretty much endorsing ISIS tactics?
Ugh, that part, I think, is the most disgusting thing. 8:24 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Are you looking forward to your summer? I'm really looking forward to my summer this year because no more glasses. No more glasses to get in the way of outdoor activities. Since my LASIK and raindrop surgery with Dr. Mark Witten, I notice new benefits every day. Dr. Witten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your consultation at wittenlasereye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's wittenlasereye.com. At Witten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
It's more than monuments. What happens when Alexandria votes to become a sanctuary city? What happens when Fairfax County mandates transgender bathrooms? What happens when Arlington raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour or tries to limit your gun rights? Who's going to fight for you? Not the Democrats and not Ed Gillespie. Because Ed Gillespie said he won't interfere when left-wing local politicians push a radical agenda. Who's on our side? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. Why? Stewart's got the record of making it happen. Lower taxes, far below inflation, a solid record on jobs and economic growth. Crack down hard on illegal aliens. Corey Stewart, a man of action, a fighter for us, a winner.
I'm Corey Stewart. My conservative record speaks for itself. That's why I approve this ad and ask for your vote.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
Hey, 825 now on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, let's do this. Unfortunately, past the broken down car still. Southbound as you come out of McLean and off the Beltway before you get to 123. Northbound side of the GW Parkway near the 14th Street Bridge for a crash. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just trying to get back to normal. Still a little bit of volume southbound through Jessup, each direction in Laurel. We had an earlier southbound crash. It is gone. Still with the accident. I know, sound like a broken record here. And through Upper Marlboro, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. But I want you to know that we have major delays trying to get past 301 with this cleanup of the four-car crash. Getting in through Virginia, it was a signal light issue. In on 50 as you come off of the Beltway. So 50 commuters, Arlington Boulevard, into and through Seven Corners toward Patrick Henry Street, where those lights, again, Patrick Henry Drive, where those lights were short timing. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is the way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bit drier and milder weather over the next few days. Clouds will break out and leave some sun today with a passing shower, thunderstorm, 84. Plenty of sunshine by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
It's the big screen stores 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99.
Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
At your local IKEA store, we believe that everyone has a right to a lazy summer. That's why right now, you can save on everything you need to make your cool summer sanctuary a reality. IKEA family members can save 15% on all sofas from May 24th through June 6th, 2017. IKEA family membership is free and easy. All you have to do is sign up to start saving. While supplies last, valid at U.S. stores only. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details and start shopping.
Premio Sausage presents Life's Biggest Questions.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, son.
Where does sausage come from?
Where is your mother?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I got this.
Whew.
Everyone knows the best sausage comes from Premio.
Yep.
In this house, we only trust sausage that's made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is my own special touch.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
It's 8:30 now. And also, time for a tease, which is to say we need your ideas and your opinions on this Kathy Griffin thing. What do you think should happen to her? Was her apology sincere enough for you? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. It is 8:30, and now it's time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. New this hour, Axios is reporting that President Trump has decided to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Agreement on climate change. Axios says the two sources they have direct knowledge of the decision made by the president, still to be worked out, is how the U.S. will withdraw. The death toll is now at least 80 in Kabul, Afghanistan, in a suicide truck bombing this morning at rush hour. Reporter Jessica Donati covers Afghanistan for the Wall Street Journal.
I was really lucky because all our windows were blown in and the front of the house was damaged. But I had left my room 5 minutes previously and I was in the shower and the house shook. And there was some dust and stuff, but the shower doesn't have any windows, so I was in a good position.
The blast went off not far from the German embassy in Kabul, and several German diplomats are said to be among the 300 or so injured. Maryland's attorney general has filed an appeal of a federal judge's ruling that could further hold up work on the Purple Line. Judge Richard Leon's ruling ordered more study of potential Purple Line ridership in light of Metro's ongoing troubles, even though the Purple Line would not be part of the Metro system. The congressional investigation into the Russia election meddling is set to take another step forward.
President Trump's fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn now says he is willing to cooperate with Senate investigators to provide them with documents sought by two subpoenas. Flynn expected to hand over the first batch to the Senate Intelligence Committee by June 6.
Correspondent Joe Johns. And the former president of the NAACP is set to announce today that he is going to run for governor of Maryland next year. Ben Jealous will hold a news conference today in Baltimore to make the announcement. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,029, the NASDAQ at 6203. Sports, the Nats beat the Giants, the O's fall to the Yankees. It's a four-game suspension for Bryce Harper from Monday's brawl in San Francisco. WNBA, the Mystics host Connecticut at midday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision-making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Bray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Need appliances? Bray & Scarf's Memorial Day sale is still going on. Get exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages. Not $400, but $800 back. Plus free basic installation on select Monogram and Genair Professional Series appliances. Bray & Scarf makes shopping for appliances so much easier, with factory-trained appliance experts ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to BrayandScarf.com.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Largo and Reston Tuesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On 210 going northbound, trying to push up toward the Beltway past Kirby Hill Road and Livingston Road. That's where we have a report of a crash, and I'm really looking at delays quickly growing there. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue and through Upper Marlboro, the crash after 301 near Showplace Arena. It's been a little bit difficult. Had multiple cars involved in that accident. Around the Beltway with the volume to the Wilson Bridge, top side through College Park and Silver Spring, but nothing to report. Same story with Virginia with the delays. In on 50, Arlington Boulevard and through Seven Corners and past Route 7, getting up to Patrick Henry Drive where the signal lights are short timing. Talking about power issues, we're still dealing with this on Metro Rail, Orange, Blue, and Silver Line. Expect delays each direction. They're dealing with a power problem between Federal Center and Stadium Armory. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should stay mainly dry over the next couple of days. Today will be the last mention of rainfall for the rest of the week. Temperatures going back above average. The average high is 80. Today, 84. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny for most of the day. Tonight, a chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, 63. A good-looking day tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, 80. And a few clouds Friday, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Dumfries, 63 in Bowie, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 on WMAL. Good morning. This nice Wednesday morning. Vince Colonnay standing alongside Mary Walter this morning. As we talk about Kathy Griffin, this comedian who every so often pops up in the news, usually for something offensive, and this time she went far enough that she crossed a line that required her to apologize in public yesterday. She's posting, there was a photo of her holding up a prop of a severed head of the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and the reaction to that was pretty swift yesterday. She lost some endorsement deals, she lost some business for sure, and CNN is said to be reviewing their relationship with her. We're taking some of your thoughts on this morning. Let's go now to Dan, who's in Mount Vernon, weighing in at this hour. Dan, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Enjoy you guys.
Thank you.
I believe that back when the Democrats and Republicans could agree on the purpose of government, Daniel Patrick Moynihan called these types of incidents defining deviancy down. And you got to say that a couple times in your head and get that right. But I don't think he had any idea how low the elevator went when he made that statement. And I don't think he'd recognize his Democratic Party today. I just can't believe that a man of his caliber would go for what masquerades as a political party today.
Yeah, it really is an interesting social commentary, Dan. Thank you, on how much society tolerates now. Like, we've gotten to the point where, at least when it comes to people on the left perpetrating these types of things against people on the right, where we, like, kind of accept everything. They're like, yep, there it happens again.
And that's because the right doesn't fight back. The right sits back and takes it and allows their speech to be silenced and allows their point of view to be silenced. On the upside, that's how you have elections like the last one, and it's a gut punch to the left, and that's the only revenge we have.
Yeah, all that quiet resistance spills out sometimes electorally. Sarah in Montgomery County this morning. Sarah, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hi. She's really siphoning off Trump's publicity, these are people that were not getting that much publicity, and they keep doing it. And these are, unfortunately, older women. What are they doing? When older stars start showing more cleavage and all that other stuff.
Sarah, unfortunately, your cell phone is cutting out. We couldn't
but
really.
But I did get basically what you had in the summation that, Sarah, thank you, that she's doing this for publicity. And as an older woman, she's trying to hold on to her relevance, especially in the entertainment industry.
Well, that part of it's
by,
true.
By yeah. doing that.
I don't agree with her way of doing it. There's classy ways to do things, and then there's her way.
Andrew and Frederick, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
So, Kathy Griffin, she doesn't even know where the line is. Right? So she crosses the line, but the reason she does that is because she doesn't actually have any real talent to make people laugh, so she goes with the cheap jokes. And it just didn't turn out the way she expected. I think she was expecting big laughs from the left, but they're almost equally as repulsed as everyone else.
Yeah, forget the political commentary. You're right. Forget the political commentary for a second. Just comment on the comedy portion of it. Yeah, your point, Andrew, she's just going for the cheap laugh because that's her way of doing it.
Thanks, Andrew. Vince, do you believe she doesn't know where the line is? Because she did not, as you pointed out, she did not apologize to President Trump. She apologized for not knowing where the line is. I'm pretty sure she knows where the line is because actually, Mike, if you could cue up cut 22, if you could cut up cut 22, this is proof that she knows where the line is.
We have to move to Mexico today because we're going to get prison. Federal prison.
Yeah, yeah.
Call your dad. Apologize. Unless you, me, and Daryl just go to Mexico today. Because we're not surviving this, okay?
In that clip, she said, we have to move to Mexico because we're going to prison, federal prison. She knows where the line is. So don't sit there and tell me you don't know where the line is because that's a load.
I think in general, she's made her career out of ignoring the line, but ultimately her line is in her pocketbook.
Yep.
That's, and just like it is for a lot of these celebrities, it's like once it starts hitting your pocketbook, look what they're trying to do to Sean Hannity. They can't undermine him at an intellectual level. They can't undermine him in a debate. So they're trying to go after him with a boycott. And the pocketbook is often compelling. Ben is in Virginia this morning. Good morning, Ben. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, guys. So I thought her having to apologize was a little bit stupid. I'm a conservative. I voted for Donald Trump.
For sure.
I'm a deplorable. But for crying out loud, it was a stupid comedy bit from a stupid B-list, a self-described B-list actor who it was on the Clinton News Network. How many people saw it? Like 10? So honestly, I don't get what the big deal is.
Yeah, good point. My sense of this is I'm with you, Ben, in the sense that it's everybody's right to be dumb and offensive, and that certainly happens pretty regularly nowadays. It's her right to be dumb and offensive, but it's also the right of a lot of people to react negatively when they see something they don't like, and to whether that means to deny her from business or to criticize her in public, of course.
Everyone has the right to be dumb and offensive if you're on the left. If you're on the right, you don't have that right, nor do you have the right to express your opinions without getting beaten up. And that's what I think you're seeing play out here, is that the right is starting to say, you know what, you would be outraged if this happened, if a conservative comedian, did this with Obama. They would be driven out of the country, they'd be in jail, they would be destroyed. And I think the right has finally hit the tipping point in their tolerance.
John in Frederick has something to say about the right and their behavior. John, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To Mary's point that the right doesn't really fight back like the left does, it's a very good thing that the common sense smart people on the right in this country aren't acting as crazy as these nut jobs on the left, because if they were, we would be in an all-out 1861 type of civil war. There'd be bloodshed. I mean, there'd be people getting killed. I mean, if the right was being as nuts as the left, people would be getting killed in the streets. I mean, it's no question about it. It's that far. The left is that far gone.
You know, John, I kind of think it's also a commentary on what the left and the right consider to be the most important things in their lives. So, you know, on the left, I mean, oftentimes it's government. Government is the responsibility. It's the government's responsibility to make things work. Government's the end-all, be-all. Government's the highest power. Whereas many people on the right, I think, still have an affinity for religion and faith and thinking that there's something true that they need to have an allegiance for, that they need to actually, like, you know, look up to God of all things, which is probably more important than relying just simply on what your government is up to.
And I just humbly disagree. I think if the right, if the left fights the way Obama throws a baseball, we're fine.
844 WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
845 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, for Metrorail commuters trying to sort out everything, and I think Metrorail is as well. So from WMATA, initially what they were saying for orange, blue, and silver line commuters, listen up, if you're heading to the Metro, they have a power problem between Federal Center and Stadium Armory. And now they're saying it's a Pepco power issue in that area, and they're advising customers to use the yellow and green line as an alternate at Lawn Plaza and the red line at Metro Center. So as soon as they get any more details, I'll let you know and let you know the best route to take as well. Let's get you out to the roads. We're on 210 Indian Head Highway. Boy, we're bunched up late here past Palmer Road and up to Livingston Road and Kirby Hill Road due to the crash. Wilson Bridge, your delays are actually thinning out just before 210 with the stop and go. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, also starting to thin out a bit as you cross the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. I know you still have delays there, but it's not as bad as it was. On the George Washington Parkway northbound at the 14th Street Bridge, that's where we have the crash cleanup, so you still see some remnants there. And it looks like they've reopened lanes in Upper Marlboro, but big delays continue. Route 4 inbound after 301. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should stay mainly dry over the next couple of days. Today will be the last mention of rainfall for the rest of the week. Temperatures going back above average. The average high is 80. Today, 84. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny for most of the day. Tonight, a chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, 63. A good-looking day tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, 80. And a few clouds Friday, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, inching up to 69 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, we're back on WMAL. 847. Mary Walter, you know, last week there was this killing in Oregon, in Portland, that involved a guy by the name of Jeremy Joseph Christian. And he's 35 years old. He murdered two men and left another critically wounded in a knife attack while yelling anti-Muslim slurs at some women, some Muslim women, on a bus. And the men tried to prevent him from verbally assaulting the women, I guess. And he turned at that point and started stabbing the men and killed two. The reaction by the press was sort of swift because he was framed up as a right-wing extremist who hates Muslims and a Trump supporter. And the press, you know, very quickly became, what is the president going to say? What is President Trump going to say? How is he going to defend this? Ultimately, the president did tweet about it, I believe, and condemned the attack and called for tolerance. But this was several days of just making it out like yet another right-winger going crazy, acting violently. We come to find out, though, thanks in part to BuzzFeed, of all places, that they went through his social media filings, this guy Jeremy Christian, the murderer, and determined that he's a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Nah.
He supported Bernie Sanders and Jill Stein. He's calling for stopping the pipelines, reining in the prison industrial complex. He said he did consider at one point voting for Trump, I guess, but he did. But he told people last year, just wanted all my Facebook peeps to know I couldn't bring myself to vote for Trump. I abstained from voting.
It has come out that he had been on the same train a week or so before and was also ranting and raving about Muslims and all this other stuff. And so, and that video now has appeared. So he was back on the train this time. He had to appear in front of a judge. He is charged with murder, attempted murder, possession of weapon, and intimidation. And all he did was scream and rant and rave. You call it terrorism. I call it patriotism. He was shouting, death to the enemies of America. Leave this country if you hate our freedom. Death to, is it Antifa or Antifa? Whatever it happens to be. I think
technically it's Antifa.
Well, I think it's fascists because they are fascists. Just because you call it anti-fascist doesn't make it so.
Yeah.
And he did not enter a plea to the charges. He's going to appear in court again on June 7th. But you're right. Immediately, the media does what they do. And again, this is something that the right has to learn how to counter and do just as well.
My point here is that there are lunatics on the fringe of all sorts of politics. And I don't know why we're constantly calling everyone else to the carpet for the acts of one criminal. So this guy commits a crime, and all of a sudden President Trump has to answer for it. A reporter gets assaulted, and President Trump across the globe has to answer for it. Again, not clear why they make those connections other than the most cynical, disgusting forms of politics, which I don't think advances anything for us. It doesn't actually increase tolerance in the United States. It just makes people resentful of one another.
It's not about increasing tolerance, and that's your mistake. It's not about increasing tolerance. It's about increasing the message. And the message is government control. That's the message, is that march to socialism. And if you allow differing opinions, you can't accomplish that. That's
all
what
right.
It's about.
Well, by this standard, I'm going to keep my eyes open for Bernie supporters going forward. 851 WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Climate change is real. Science has proven this. But what we're learning now, it can have a real mental impact as well. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at King's College London have been looking into the mental health impact of people affected by floods. People whose homes had flooded were more likely to be depressed, suffer from anxiety and PTSD. And even people who just lived in areas that were flooded and had neighbors whose homes had flooded also experienced increased mental duress. Also, you've probably seen this on the news, aggressive behaviors are more common when temperatures rise, and drought can cause serious mental anguish for farmers, up to and including suicide. The most widespread problem with all of this is worry, almost an existential worry about the future of the planet. This is going to be a major problem for the world to tackle. Better to get started sooner rather than later. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
You wake up to birds chirping before the alarm even starts to ring. It's 6 a.m. and dawn's barely here. A choir of birds singing in your ear. It was cute at first, but now it's just the worst. Wrap it up, guys. When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
When you've had a morning, let us make you breakfast, like Taco Bell's Breakfast Crunch Wrap. A whole breakfast wrapped up and grilled to eat on the go. At participating stores for a limited time during breakfast hours.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple, and simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
From enjoying time in a hammock to grilling out with friends, it all starts with a beautiful lawn. That's why we designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors to deliver strength, comfort, and the Cub Cadet signature cut. And during Cub Cadet Days, May 24th through the 31st, get $100 off select lawn tractors. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I'm Jill Vogel, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. I run a business, I'm a mom, and I believe that Virginia can do better. It's time to dump the phony partisan attitudes and do what's right for real people who need better paying jobs, want their health care and freedoms back, want government out of their life, and want ethics back in public service. I'm Jill Vogel. I want to fix Richmond and turn Virginia around.
Learn more at VogelForVirginia.com. Authorized by Vogel for Virginia.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. One of our latest problems, Virginia Interstate 95. Do watch, please, as you're pushing northbound toward the Prince William Parkway. That's where the crash reported. 395, really not so bad until you get to about the Pentagon and your jam up takes you across the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound GW Parkway, leaving McLean and off the Beltway. The broken down, gone, as are those delays, but now the volume filters south of 123 and down toward the bridges. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, yes, much better through Upper Marlboro. You can now take Route 4 inbound passing 301 near Showplace Arena where the four-car crash is gone. And again, just a quick reminder, Metro Rail, they're dealing with some powered problems. Orange, Blue, Silver Line commuters, the Pepco issues between Federal Center and Stadium Armory. Expect delays. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved with insurance. Treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bit drier and milder weather over the next few days. Clouds will break out and at least some sun today with a passing shower, thunderstorm. 84, plenty of sunshine by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Now, right now in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Do you fly often for international business? Do you often end up jet-lagged? You may qualify to participate in a clinical study that tests an investigational medication for jet lag due to international travel. Participants will receive study-related expenses and study medication at no charge. For more information on participation, please call 877-353-3552. That's 877-353-3552. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians, paid for by Ed Gillespie for Governor.
Coming up tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about whether the Obama administration violated the rights of Americans on a pretty grand scale. And also President Trump says, oh, you know, that whole Paris Accord thing, not so much. I think I'm out. That'll really send the left crazy. Speaking of sending the left crazy, one of my favorite people who does that, Chris Plans.
You know, it's really redundant, I think, repetitive and unnecessarily duplicative to make the left go crazy, isn't it, at this point?
It's inducing them into their natural state.
It is. Yeah. It's completely